Those buggers that I've ever been away
from. Mm-hmm. Or potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Here
I didn't know you had them upstairs to your house.
Well, we don't here.
But
I usually sold all our potatoes that we raised outside of what we would want to keep ourselves.
Uh-huh. What's this upstairs place you're talking about, big enough for people to walk around in?
Yeah.
What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the animals walk around?
Loft.
Okay, and what about where you let the animals out to graze?
In the pasture.
Okay, is this fenced in?
Mm-hmm. Some has barbed wire stretched around it, and some has electric fence around it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever help put up a barbed wire fence?
Hoo-wee. I put up more of it than I want to put up again.
How do you put one up?
You just drive your post, then get you some barbed wire stretchers and commenced.
I reckon my dad was
born. So you say you'd have to dig holes to put the...
Put the post in?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd usually set the corner post. And then, if the ground was wet enough, I'd dry the rest of them.
The rest of?
The post.
Do you ever see a kind of fence like this?
A rail fence?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen plenty of them.
What are they like?
Just rails split out of chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And laid up there.
Are there different types of rail fences?
Well, there's a straight rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you call a worm rail fence.
What's that like?
Well, yeah, just like you lay your rails like that.
No, ma'am,
yeah,
like you do your fingers.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the straight rail?
Well, it's just like that.
I'm not sure I see what the difference is.
Well, the straight rail fence, you've got to have two posts at the end of every rail. You don't, why you won't stand up there.
I see. And the worm rail fence just goes in and out?
That's right.
I see. What about a kind of fence that you might have around a yard or a garden?
No, ma'am, I don't.